Nia Lu Zhang and his wife Mai were married in 1975 in a traditional Hmong ceremony in the mountains of Laos. Mai Zhang was killed in a car accident in 1998. Her husband was at the wheel, and under the terms of his insurance policy, he was at fault and therefore not eligible for the surviving spouse benefit. But his children believe the $100,000 wrongful death claim should go to them. They argue that because their parents don't have a valid Wisconsin marriage license, their father isn't legally a surviving spouse, and they're next in line for the claim. But if a court rules in their favor, Hmong leaders fear it could create havoc for thousands of other Hmong couples in the state. Peter Yang is the director of the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association.
What does that mean, you know, to Hmong families? Does that mean that, you know, all the couples who were traditionally married in Laos or Thailand, you know, have to apply for marriage license again in this country and remarry?
The attorney for the Zhang children say the case is specific only to this family and should not affect other couples, but the attorney for the State Farm Insurance Company disagrees. Jane Kirkheide says ruling the Zhang's traditional marriage invalid would by implication invalidate all traditional Hmong marriages and could make it difficult for other couples to collect a wide range of marriage-related benefits, including pensions, health insurance, and inheritance. And she says despite the lack of a marriage license, there is a document trail supporting the legality of the Zhang's traditional marriage. It began when they arrived in the country as immigrants.
They were interviewed by the federal government, the Department of Immigration, and if they said, this is my husband or this is my wife and these are my children, the United States government accepted them as a legitimate family unit because the federal government recognized these marriages as valid and legitimate. They should continue to be recognized as valid and legitimate today.
A circuit court agreed with that argument. Now the Zhang children are asking the state Supreme Court to reverse that ruling. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.